Now turn to section one. Section one. You will hear a telephone conversation between a travel agent and a customer. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning, World Tours. My name is Jamie. How can I help you?
Good morning. I want some information on self-drive tours in the USA. Could you send me a brochure?
Of course. Could I have your name, please?
Andrea Brown.
The customer's name is Andrea Brown, so Brown has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good morning, World Tours. My name is Jamie. How can I help you?
Good morning. I want some information on self-drive tours in the USA. Could you send me a brochure?
Of course. Could I have your name, please?
Andrea Brown.
Thank you. And your address?
24 Ardley Road.
Can you spell that?
A-R-D-L-E-I-G-H Road.
Postcode?
BH5-2OP.
Thanks. And can I have your phone number?
Is a mobile all right?
Fine.
It's 07786-643-091.
Thank you. And can I ask you where you heard about World Tours? From a friend, or did you see an advert somewhere?
No, I read about you in the newspaper.
OK, I'll get the brochures and the post to you, but can I give you some information over the phone? What kinds of things do you want to do on your holiday?
I'm interested in going to California with my family. I've got 2 children, and we want to hire a car.
OK. We have a couple of self-drive tours there, visiting different places of interest in California. The first one begins in Los Angeles, and there's plenty of time to visit some of the theme parks there.
Ah, that's something on my children's list, so I'd want to include that.
Good. Then you drive to San Francisco. From San Francisco, you can drive to Yosemite Park, where you spend a couple of nights. You can choose to stay in a lodge or on the campsite.
I don't like the idea of staying in a tent. It'd be too hot.
Right. And the tour ends in Las Vegas.
OK.
The other trip we can arrange is slightly different. It starts in San Francisco, then you drive south to Cambria.
Someone told me there's a really nice castle near Cambria. Will we go near that?
Hurst Castle is on that road, so you could stop there.
Good. I'd like to do that. Does this trip also go into the desert?
No. It continues to Santa Monica, where most people like to stop and do some shopping.
We have enough of that at home, so that doesn't interest us.
OK. Well, you could go straight on to San Diego.
That's good for beaches, isn't it?
That's right. That's a good place to relax, and your children might like to visit the zoo before flying home.
I don't think so. We want some time for sunbathing and swimming.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
So, how many days are the trips and how much do they cost?
The first one I told you about is a self-drive tour through California, which lasts 12 days and covers 2,020 kilometres. The shortest journey is 206 kilometres, and the longest is 632 kilometres. The cost is £525 per person. That includes accommodation, car rental and a flight, but no meals.
OK. And the other trip?
That lasts 9 days, but you spend only 3 days on the road. You cover about 980 kilometres altogether.
So is that cheaper then?
Yes, it's almost £100 cheaper. It's £429 per person, which is a good deal.
So that covers accommodation and car hire. What about flights?
They aren't included, but these hotels offer dinner in the price.
OK. Well, thank you very much. I'll be in touch when I've had a chance to look at the brochure.
I'm pleased to help. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.